y'all new Hot 107.9 Philly's hottest station for hip hop and R&B. Welcome back to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez. As we continue this show, of course, on everyone's mind the past few weeks was the school budget crisis. And on Thursday, we got some really good news. I have on the line Mayor Nutter. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
How are you?
Fine.
Thank you for taking the time to call into the show today.
Sure.
So I know basically we have some good news at this point.
Yes.
Can you tell us what the last few days, the week has been like for you, just getting to this agreement?
Well, the primary focus has really been listening to students and parents and administrators and teachers, talking with members of city council, talking with folks in the general public, the business community. And it is very, very clear that the number one concern on people's minds is that schools would open on time and that they would be safe.
Yes.
And that most folks, you know, ultimately are not really focused so much on how we get the dollars over to the school district, as Dr. Height asked about $50 million to be committed by tomorrow on Friday. What people are concerned about is that we make the commitment.
Yes.
That we work in harmony, and that we all recognize in elected life that there will be different proposals and different ideas between members of a legislative body like City Council, where I used to be, or in the executive branch of the mayor's office, where I am now. And you know, and that's okay. I mean, that's our system. That's our American system. But the day-to-day details and the whys and the wherefores and the, you know, as some call it, the, you know, the sausage making is generally less interesting to folks than what's actually on your plate.
Right.
And what's on the plate here is that we have collectively said that we're going to make sure that the school district gets $50 million to hire back about 1,000 people of the 3,800 who were laid off.
Wonderful.
And that children, teachers, administrators, and parents have the reassurance that school's going to open on time and that things will be safe.
Right.
That's been my focus. That was a commitment that I made today. I'm certainly pleased that Council President Clark and members of City Council are in agreement on that particular point, and that we'll sort through all the other stuff. I mean, that's
right.
You know, that's process and procedure. Our students deserve to be able to go to school. Our parents deserve to know that they're going to school. Teachers need to know what's going on with their jobs, and let's move forward.
Right. In moving forward, in your opinion, how did Philly education system get to this place, and what should the everyday person, parents, or even those concerned with the futures at this point consistently be doing?
Well, I mean, you asked the question, how do we get to this place or this, you know, kind of financial crisis? I mean, you know, there have been so many ups and downs over the last 10, 15, 20 years in terms of funding.
Yes.
For public education, especially here in Philadelphia. But I think the greatest issue is that we need a completely revised and revamped and real funding formula for public education all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Philadelphia has the largest school system in the state, about 200,000 students in our school district. The next largest district is in Pittsburgh. They have about 28,000 students. And so we have many challenges here. We need Pennsylvania to join the ranks of 47 other states in America that have a student-weighted funding formula for distributing education funds. Certainly, we need to take into consideration issues like poverty and special education and other challenges that students face in an urban environment and other circumstances. So that's the longer-term issue. Right now, we needed to provide assurance that the $50 million will be there, that teachers and administrators and others get called back, and guidance counselors for our students, that the school year starts on time, and that folks are safe. And then continue our efforts. I'm going to work in partnership with Council President Clark and the members of City Council and the General Assembly and the Governor's Office on things like still getting the cigarette tax passed, that Council passed 16 to nothing, or as Council President Clark has talked about, getting a more even split in the sales tax proceeds. But we have to have the cigarette tax to go along with that proposed split. So we have a lot of areas of agreement. We're working on the one common goal, which is to look out for our students, and let's move on from there.
Yeah. I have this question because a lot of people have been bringing this up. A lot of parents and just people in general in Philadelphia, they want to know, from what we understand, the state is building a $400 million prison, but yet our school is suffering. So what would you say to people that are making that argument? Is it apples and oranges?
It is, to some extent, apples and oranges. I mean, I understand the issue and I understand the concern and how it can seem to be in conflict. I mean, school's budget is the school's budget that the state spends all across the Commonwealth, and the prison's budget is the prison's budget. And, you know, unfortunately, if you have, you know, more people in prison, then, you know, you have to put them somewhere. But it's also my understanding that the prison that's being built, and we need to be very clear about this.
Yes.
That is a state facility, mm-hmm. not in Philadelphia.
Right.
Not one dime of the city's money is involved in that facility. And we're not building any prisons in Philadelphia. But I also understand that two other prisons in Pennsylvania are closing as a result of the building of this particular one. But, you know, the state budget is $28.3 billion. You know, if folks commit crimes, then, you know, they have to go somewhere.
Right.
Fewer people would commit crime if we invested more money in education, though.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I understand the concern that folks have, but that's a state issue and the state government and the state governor and the General Assembly. I don't have any involvement, and I certainly have no influence over whether or not the state builds another facility, just as if, you know, we were to, you know, build a, you know, new rec center or something here in Philadelphia, right. The state wouldn't have anything to say about that.
Right. So would you say it comes down to people literally just going out more and voting for our community, for the...
Everybody needs to vote.
Yes.
In every election, and vote for whoever you think, you know, best addresses the issues and concerns that you have. But, you know, voting takes place two times a year. Active engagement by citizens we need every day.
Right.
And making sure that local elected officials, state elected officials, mm-hmm. federal elected officials are all working on behalf of the citizens and focused on what's really important, and for me at least, that is educating our young people, making sure our streets are safe, creating jobs and economic development and vitality in our communities, and creating a better quality of life. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm trying to do. And I just thought we needed to stop the uncertainty and the potential for chaos. And, you know, 25 days out, people should not be wondering if schools are going to open. They should know when schools are going to open and should be out maybe, you know, buying new school clothes,
right.
school supplies, or whatever the case may be,
yeah.
and getting their young person and their life, you know, ready. You know, mentally geared up that summer's winding down and pretty soon you're going to be back in school.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor Nutter, for calling in. I appreciate your hard work and I'm glad that the education system is your concern because it was heart-wrenching and it was scary for a lot of people for a long period of time.
I know.
So,
we're trying to do our best.
Yeah, I was one of, and I don't even have kids, but I was someone who was getting enraged.
Everyone has to be concerned because everyone is affected by this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, and I hope to speak to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice to be able to breathe a little easier now and know that our children will be going to school on time this year. But please, stay involved, guys. Really, really stay involved. Stay on top of things. We cannot let stuff like this happen. We just can't. So whatever you need to do as a parent, as an adult, as a Philadelphia resident, as a PA resident, stay informed. Let's be involved, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez this Sunday morning. Of course, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. As always, whatever you do, do it with a smile. Why? Because smiling is contagious. Love you. Bye. Mwah.